This is a day when we celebrate the emergence of hope in a powerful way. Our faith story is about how God brings life from death. It's about God giving us new beginnings and new hope. Even in the face of chaos and injustice, pain and struggle, fear and despair, Jesus died because the powerful people were afraid that the people would listen and follow his call to love each other without condition or exception. To live deeply in loving community with all people and the whole creation, with particular care for our more vulnerable neighbors. They killed him, and they tried to kill his message of love and hope for all people. But even death could not defeat the King of Love, our teacher and our Lord. This faith story tells us that pain, injustice, isolation, illness, even death are overcome by new beginnings, resurrection.
So let's light the Christ candle as we celebrate. I invite all the children forward. Come on, I know there's many of you. Come and join me up here. Come on up. We'll light the Christ light together. Let's gather around him. Yeah. There's some other friends coming. We're very eager. Come and see. How about I do it today? No. Okay, put your hands on. There we go. All of us. We're going to light it. And we're going to say some words together. Together, we're going to do the one. Ready? Looking up there. Jesus is alive. God gives us new life. Let us emerge.
Its metamorphosis will be our visual reminder of this season of Easter, of new life, for the next 8 weeks. Let's watch this short video now to see what metamorphosis looks like for a butterfly.
We begin to emerge today. We will explore what it means to be people who believe and turn into beautiful beings. That it's possible for each of us, for all of us, that we can move beyond the place where we find ourselves and turn into magnificent us that can fly to new heights and see and experience the world in the sweetest of ways, tasting and sharing the nectar of goodness. Let's learn a new simple song about emerging. So here it is in a nutshell, and you might like this version better anyway. Most of us here have experienced loss. Well, we've all experienced loss, and most of us have experienced the loss of someone we love deeply, intimately. So we have some idea of the feelings that Mary must have had, that kind of dazed, numb, disoriented place as she walked to that tomb that morning. And it's really not that surprising when you think about it that she didn't recognize Jesus right away. Maybe it was her grief. Maybe it was something else. Resurrection changes people. And it changes how people see us. It changes a lot. There are actually examples of resurrection all throughout nature. New life. One of my favorite images is the nursing log. Do you know about nursing logs? We got them all over BC. These are logs that have fallen down or been cut down. They could be stumps or logs lying on the bottom of the forest floor. And out of them comes new life. Scientists tell us that there's actually more biological life in a log that has fallen down than there is in a tree that's standing. It's incredible. New trees come up. Some of them survive, some of them don't. But new life happens in abundance, and that death feeds the forest in so many ways. Some of you know the story of my son. When he was in grade 3, he had to leave school because he had such crippling anxiety and panic attacks that he couldn't stay in school. We took him out for a few years. And now he spends every single day of his life at school because he's a teacher. Who cares deeply and understands some of the struggles that some of his students are experiencing. There were many moments when we thought we might lose him. It was devastating. All the way through his teen years, there was nobody more excited about his high school graduation than Karen and me. People thought we were just ridiculously proud parents, but no, there was more to it than that. My sister lived in an abusive marriage for many years. And even after she left him, oh, The abuse carried on and on. It was so hard. But she found freedom. My nieces and my nephew are almost grown up now. They're doing okay. New life, new hope, new possibilities. And when we're in the midst of that hard time, it's so hard to believe that it's even possible to feel a different way. I learned something new about caterpillars and butterflies a little while ago. I always imagined, like, if you look at that picture of the butterfly, see the body of the butterfly, where the antenna come out. It's kind of like the shape. If you take the wings away, you don't want to, but you know, if you didn't look at the wings, the body looks kind of like the shape of a caterpillar, right? So I always assumed that was the caterpillar kind of turned into that part, and it just kind of grew wings. But I learned from a biologist not too long ago that what happens inside of that cocoon, actually it's a chrysalis, they call it, is all of that life, first of all, comes apart and then is knit all back together again in something completely new. I don't know, are there any scientists in the crowd that can verify this for me? You should always beware of preachers who tell you scientific things. Look it up. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm confident. Can't remember if it was David Suzuki or who it was. Anyway. New life. Transformation. Extraordinary transformation. Today we celebrate that that's possible in our lives, in our world. And while there's lots of reasons for us to be afraid these days, there's lots of reasons for us to feel cynical, there's lots of reasons for us to say, oh, this is kind of a nice thing, but let's be real. Let's be real like the butterfly. Let's be real like that ragtag group of followers who dared to believe something unbelievable and began a movement. A movement that got messed up 100,000 times over between then and now, let's be honest. But a movement of love and new life, of breaking boundaries that hold down God's love, of proclaiming new hope for all of creation, for all people. And is there a better sign of new life than Sebastian? I don't think so. Thanks be to God. Amen.